Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Fat Lot of Good podcast. It's me, Helen, your host. Helen Thorne, that is. I'm a comedian. I'm a writer. I am one half of the Scummy Mummies. I'd like to say I'm a fat person, people. I'm 40 and I'm all kinds of fucking fabulous. Deal with it. Today, I'm absolutely bloody delighted to have with me in the studio, it's Natalie Lee.
Hello.
Hello, a.k.a. Style Me Sunday. How are you, Nat?
I'm good. Well, actually, I'm really bloody tired, but other than that, I'm really good.
So you're, how would you describe what you do?
I do a lot of fashion. Mm-hmm. I say fashion with feeling because a lot of what I do is about how fashion makes you feel. And I also do lots of body image talk and feminist issues. Basically, whatever I want to have a rant about, I'll have a little rant about. It's my outlet. It's where I get to expunge things.
Yeah. And you're, if people know Natalie, or if they don't, if you scroll through your Instagram feed, so that's sort of like your shop window, you'll see amazing photos of you in clothes, but also you want to convey messages that you feel passionately about. So one of the things I really love that you talk about a lot is about female sexuality and pleasure as well.
I knew you'd go there.
Straight in.
I knew it. That's all you give a shit about, isn't it, really?
Let's just do wank chat, people. We're just going straight in. Two fingers. Get ready.
Are you a two-finger kind of gal?
I change. Depends how quick I can get there, really. Sometimes it's all manner of things.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, I'm obviously very comfortable talking about it because I'm doing a funny voice.
And you can't look me in the eye.
I wish I was wearing a hat and sunglasses. I'm fine talking about female sexuality. That's why I've got Natalie on, so she can make me more comfortable with this shiz.
So that all started. How did that start? Oh, I talked about how it's really important for us to teach young people that masturbation is not something to be ashamed of, that it's okay, especially young girls, because I think there's a real lacking in sex education. Often boys are taught that, you know, basically wanking is a part of your childhood and you will get intimately acquainted with your penis at some point in time. But there's not really that kind of chat going on for females and women and young girls. I think it's really important for us to look at our vulvas and our vaginas and explore them. The same with our whole body. I think it's just really important that we get to know ourselves before we jump into a relationship and discover our bodies through somebody else, which is basically how I discovered my body. You know, I didn't even really, when I was younger, I didn't even really know what a clitoris was. That was just never a conversation I had.
I don't even remember knowing that girls wanked until, I don't know. I grew up in country Australia. It was all very, but we talked about being fingered by boys.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean,
giving
good
head.
Times,
yeah,
good
lovely.
Times.
I mean, everyone wants that in the back of a car. but yeah, so I think that, because that's so much about loving your body. And I think that's kind of a fun, you know, I think that's one of my kind of things is that, you know, you're just, it's all part of that shame. And it's all part of that, oh, don't touch yourself, don't love yourself, you know, and the way confidence is slammed down. She's bossy, she's this,
yeah.
She's all those sort of things.
Yeah.
So I think if you can sort of teach that from the get-go that you can make yourself feel good, we really don't need them, really, the other ones.
I mean, yeah. I mean, who needs cocks?
No, not regularly. Now, getting back, because this is obviously a podcast about relationships with our own bodies.
So it's not about wanking?
Shit, no. See, this is where I've gone wrong.
Okay.
We should have just called it the Wank Chat.
We should.
Would have got all the hits. So could you just sort of describe or tell us about your relationship with your body now? Because obviously you're a beacon of confidence on the internet, but how do you sort of really feel about your body?
I mean, I've got... today, as we're speaking, it's the best I've ever felt about my body, ever. And that's amazing and so freeing. It's just wonderful, the amount of freedom that gives you to wear what you want, to do what you want, you know. And I'm not constantly thinking about holding my stomach in, or can I wear that because I'm too fat, or, you know, it just allows my thoughts to go other places, you know? It frees up some space, some real estate in my head.
Yeah.
Which is just, yeah, I can't tell you how lovely that is. But, you know, it's not always like that. My confidence, my body image, you know, it goes up and down. It's never going to be 100%, I don't think. I think you would be lying to yourself if anyone said that they were 100% confident. And it depends on what's happening in my life, depends on how I feel about my body. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay to not always feel confident. You know, I hate for people to beat themselves up because they don't feel confident enough, because there's such a big movement on social media and hopefully in the wider society, that often people see all these images on Instagram of these women looking big and fabulous, and then they're like, well, why can't I be like that?
Yeah.
And it's just another thing to beat yourself up about, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it just... I know, because I on my Instagram, Helen Wears a Size 18, I put lots of pictures of myself smiling, because I do genuinely feel better about myself. But I know people go, oh, I couldn't wear that and I don't feel that. And it's like, but that is okay. You don't have to. And I'm not here to say this is the only way. This is just a snapshot of how I'm feeling today. But yeah, I feel remarkably great at the moment. But yeah, there are days where I'm like, nothing's going to make me feel better. I can't find any clothes that is going to, you know.
And there's so many things that play into that. You know, it could be images that we're seeing. It could be you're due on your period in 2 days. It could be some dicks just, you know, giving you a shitty comment, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Mm. But yeah, I mean, it's all up and down and a kind of journey, isn't it?
And I think that's it. And I think I sometimes have problems with the word or the phrase body positivity, because I think, I mean, it is, that's what we're trying to promote, obviously, is people to feel better about themselves. But you don't, it's not 100% all the time.
No.
One of the things that I love about you talk about stretch marks and saggy boobs and all those sort of things, and you don't shy away from it. And also you've talked about things like control pants and wanting to, why should we have to hide ourselves? And I think...
or change our shapes.
Yeah. Are they the sort of things that really resonate with your followers rather than the fashion per se, or is it a mix of both?
Whenever I'm naked, that always gets high engagement.
Who knew naked bodies were popular, people?
Especially postpartum naked bodies.
Yeah.
People love them. They love seeing stretch marks and cellulite and dimples and spots and, you know, because it makes them feel human. It makes them feel normal. And I get such great feedback from that. But I'm still going to always do the fashion because I love fashion.
You don't want to branch into Style Me Naked?
No, I don't. Although, you know, it's getting that way.
Yeah, you're like, Natalie, put some clothes on.
You sound like my husband.
Sound like my husband. He's like, oh God, do you have to post another picture of yourself in a knickers? I'm like, yes, that's what my people want. They love me in my pants. It's a really funny situation to be in, is that we feel like we're giving ourselves to our followers, but also we have our loyalty somewhat to our family as well. How do you balance that kind of, or do you just go, fuck you?
Oh yeah, I'm just like, well, I have complete ownership over my body. Mm. So if he thinks he has some sort of right to tell me that I can't show my body, he will be getting a Friday finger for sure.
Oh yes, today is actually Friday. And one of my favourite things about Natalie's Instagram is the Friday finger. Can you just quickly touch on what the Friday finger is? And it's not wanking, people. It's not
wanking.
I mean, it could be.
It could be a finger Friday, which people keep saying. No, it's a Friday finger. And so basically I will stick my middle finger up to something that is really, you know, pissing me off right now. Mm. So today's Friday finger was about the male gaze and how most of the images we see out there are shot by men and are directed by men. So, you know, often the images we see are hypersexualized or go the complete opposite way and very virginal and angelic. And we are so much more than that, you know. Mm. So I personally like to only work with female photographers and or shoot things myself. And it just adds a different perspective on the image. And because you don't realise how much we see things through the eyes of a man.
Yeah.
It's so intrinsic that it's really actually difficult to decipher and untangle. Mm. But there you go.
This wonderful body confidence that you've got, where do you think that has come from? Has it come from your mum or is it something that's always been in you?
No, it definitely hasn't come from my mum. My mum was on every single diet there was out there. Also, you know, had a long session with diet pills, which were okay at that time. Mm. Well, not okay, but, you know, we didn't understand how damaging and... yeah, addictive and all of, you know, how awful they were. But I remember the cabbage soup diet. That was probably one of the worst.
Very stinky. It's so iconic. Who the fuck came up with that?
I mean, don't know.
I remember in the Madonna, you know, was it called Kiss or Tell or whatever? She was eating cabbage soup and it was just like that iconic sort of like Thanks, Madge.
Yeah, thanks.
Basically starving yourself.
Oh, God.
Did you ever feel that pressure from your mum to diet with her?
She never asked me to diet with her, but it was definitely an intrinsic sort of feeling that this is what women did. Yeah, for sure. Mm. I mean, yeah, I used to weigh myself every single day. I haven't weighed myself for many years now, thank God.
It's not fucking worth it. Oh. I mean, it's just a number, and it's a number to beat yourself with as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And that's not where your value is.
No.
You know, your value is not on in a number. And they used to determine whether I had a good day or not. Mm. If I weighed myself in the morning and I'd put on a couple of pounds, that would affect the whole of my day.
Yeah.
And that's no way to live. That's just really shit.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think it was having a mum who was always on a diet, as many of us had, was just a part of growing up and something I thought I was destined to as well. Mm. And I didn't really understand what effect that would have on me until much later. And it's really been my children who have challenged how I've thought about my body. And it was definitely seeing myself through their eyes that finally the kind of switch clicked or turned or whatever it is. And I thought, I don't want to do this to them. I don't want them to grow up and hate how they look and spend hours crying themselves, you know, to sleep because they really hated the look of their stomach or how big their thighs were or, you know, how big their nose was. I talk a lot about my blackness as well. And as a kid, I straightened my hair from the age of 7. And, you know, it's only in the last few years that I've gone natural and I have an afro, because afros weren't cool then. You know, blackness wasn't cool then. And I tried to do whatever I could to become more white. And
that must be an uncomfortable thing to say now.
Yeah, like, that's a hard thing. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know it's so cliche now, but I didn't see people who looked like me in magazines or on the telly. So I was trying to fit a mould that I would never be able to fit.
Yeah.
And
even though you grew up in London, didn't you?
So obviously I grew up in London, but it was predominantly white area then. Mm. It was, you know, I was born in 1980 and I went to a Catholic school. There was like literally, you know, one or two other black kids in my class.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So did you have role models, do you think, at that, when you were growing up? It wasn't until later that you sort of found...
I didn't have any black role models,
for
sure. My mum was my role model and she was white. And so there's that slight sort of disconnect, I guess, of wanting to be like someone who you will never look like.
Yeah.
So that, and just, you know, it took me a long time to sort of analyse that and understand it, really.
Yeah. And how do you now talk about that with your children as well? Because obviously you're mixed race and your children are mixed race as well.
Yeah.
Do you feel they have
It's really funny. One of them looks mixed race and one of them looks like Snow White. So
genetics are a strange beast.
And yes, they are from the same dad, people.
You need a badge with that on you. They are sisters.
They are sisters, I promise. But we talk about race a lot, actually, and they're constantly pointing out if we go to a shop and we see a black doll or if they see, you know, fabulous women with afros in magazines, they're like, "Mummy, look at this." And it's great. They're hyper aware of it because I'm always talking about it. I would never, you know, I don't remember having a black doll as a kid. It's just, you know, you have to... properly seek those things out. It's getting better, but I'm still hyper aware of it, and definitely in terms of books and things like that, I'm encouraging a lot more diverse range of reading material.
This podcast is sponsored by the fabulous Booby Doo. They have the best range of sports bras. Whether you're doing a yoga class, a jog around the block, or running a marathon, they will have a bra to suit you and your boobs. I'm a big juicy G cup and I have lots of gorgeous bras from them that keep my girls supported. Just go to boobydoo.co.uk to find your perfect bra today. That's boobydoo.co.uk. And do follow them on social media too. That's at boobydoobras.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So getting back to the fashion thing, and I wanted to talk about your Warrior Woman project in particular, because that for me, was it Warrior Woman 3 I was at?
Yes, yes.
So can you tell the listeners what that project is all about?
So Warrior Woman project was basically about helping women get back their confidence. And, you know, I think it's such a female thing. Low self-esteem affects women so much more than it does men. And it really holds us back. You know, we're much less likely to go for that interview. We're much less likely to ask for that raise. And women are being discriminated against so much more than men every single day and, you know, all around the world. FGM is still huge practice where girls are getting their clitorises cut off and their vaginas sewn up. You know, these things are so intrinsically about gender that I just felt so impassioned that I wanted to do stuff for women, to help women feel good about themselves again and not let their low self-esteem hold them back so much. So I did various things, and Warrior Woman 3 culminated in a big photo shoot day where we had speakers, we had music, we had alcohol, and we asked women to strip off as much as they were comfortable with and have beautiful photos taken. And what was great about it was, you know, they were really, really scared at first and very hesitant to strip. But by the end of it, it was really difficult to get them to put their clothes back on again. Wasn't it, Helen?
It was. I have mentioned it before on this podcast, but myself and my fellow scummy mummy, Ellie Gibson, only wore some baby bells on our nipples and a bottle of gin in the front bush area.
Forever etched in my mind.
In everybody's mind.
It's in the wank bank.
You are so welcome, Natalie. but what I was so blown away by that there was women all shapes and sizes, ages, colours, but so many people just kept apologising. They go, oh, no, I hate this bit. Oh, look at this hair. Look at this tummy. Look at this. And that, for me, was a massive moment of just the hate or the shame that you carry with yourself. Even though these were successful women, they were, you know, beautiful, amazing, all these sort of things. But that loathing of their bodies was so apparent.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that project was so brilliant, but not only for the people involved, but also when they shared the photos of themselves and like, look, this is me, look how wonderful I am. That had it resonated with other people as well. And I think it's just so conditioned. And even when I get up on stage next to Ellie in the gold cat suit, so many women after me going, oh, I couldn't wear that. I was like, you literally can.
Yeah.
You can do that if
you want
to.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Sometimes, yes, it is scary. Yes, it is bloody hard. But if you really push yourself and you take that step and you're brave, it feels so good. And each time it gets a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know, that's what, you know, anytime anyone asks me, you know, how do you feel when you share your body on social media? Well, in all honesty, the first time I ever did it, I literally thought I was going to throw up. But now it's like, oh, no, it's like, you know, let's eat another chip. It's not, and that has massively helped me in terms of my own self-esteem hugely. Because at the end of the day, the reason I show my body is so, conversely, we don't think about it as much.
Mm.
You know, the more we expose it, the less of a huge, massive thing, you know, like I don't know what.
It does feel like
a dirty secret.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, and that's all attached to that whole shame thing about our bodies as well. So if we sort of let it all out there, you know, we can't be ashamed of it anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's out there. What have you got to criticise me about?
I just wanted to quickly ask about, you know, you're a far, very, very stylish woman, but how were you stylish as a teenager? Was this love of clothes and wanting to feel fabulous in clothes always with you?
Yeah, I've always been definitely... My mum has encouraged me to always express myself through my clothes. She was fabulously into fashion, and I have some really lovely memories of her wafting into the school, coming to speak to my teachers in the most fabulous of dresses and just being like, ah, you know, looking
That's
up.
That's my mum! Yes! She's awesome!
So cute.
Yeah.
And yeah, whenever we used to go shopping, she would encourage me to go for the most extravagant and colourful types of clothes. So definitely I got that love of fashion from my mum. And conversely, I'm now reintroducing or re-giving that gift back to her, because she's kind of muted her love of fashion over the years. It's definitely dulled. So she sent me a message today saying, Natalie, I really feel like I need to change my wardrobe and step it up. So I'm going to have a big, massive shop. Will you come with me? Yes, of course.
Yeah, let's bring it on.
Yeah.
Look out, London. I think we've basically solved everything now.
Yeah, well, let's go and take over the world.
We're going to do some quick fire questions, but I wanted to quickly touch on your amazing podcast, who you do with Kelly Maxine Ford.
And
it's called The Everything Project. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we started up this podcast at Soho Radio, and what we do is we're shining a light into worlds unknown. So we have lots of really interesting guests on. We've had sex workers, we've had porn stars, we have people with disabilities, paraplegics, Muslim, British Muslim. We had a black episode, loads of really important issues that are sometimes quite difficult to talk about. I just love it. This is the chat, the kind of chat I want to be having. And I think it's the stuff we don't hear enough.
Fantastic. So do listen to that. Now we're going to go into the quick fire round. Natalie Lee, who is she? What does she like? All right, are you ready?
No, I'm a bit scared. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Standing off, what makes you feel sexy?
Being naked and dancing.
Excellent. And you've just got into dancing. Can we just quickly...
Yeah.
What do you like to do? How do you like to wriggle and a jiggle?
Oh, well, I mean, I gyrate all over the place. And there's these
Let's
big,
stop it.
There's these big, massive mirrors. So it's all about sort of, yeah, feeling like Beyonce and moving your hips. It's great.
Oh,
I love it.
I want to do that.
Yes.
All right. Next up, what's your most favourite thing to put in your body?
Oh, it would have to be watermelon. It's basically when I eat a really good piece of watermelon, it's like a sexual experience.
Ooh.
It's the texture, the colour, and if you get a good one, it is orgasmic.
We have not had that on the show before, producer Maddie. Sexy watermelon, excellent. What's your most embarrassing body moment?
Embarrassing body moment. Let me think. Scratched all away the embarrassing.
See, this is good.
Probably getting worms.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, that is just the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Gross. Ah, I know.
You had worms recently, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's
hideous.
It's all the good things.
You don't even want to go there, do you?
Oh, it's vile.
No.
And now I'm overly sensitive about everyone's poo. And like, have you checked it?
Yeah.
Is there anything in your poo?
And don't share towels
baths. Oh, no. Ah, yuck. Fucking kids. Yuck. Don't have them, Maddie. Don't have children.
No, do not.
Our producer is about 12 years old, and I think I've put her off children for life.
Yes. Blech. Anyway.
We don't need any more kids in the world anyway.
No, we do not. No. It's not good for anything.
No.
Now. Fat facts. One of my favourite bits of the podcast. Are you ready for a fat fact, Natalie Lee?
I am.
Did you know currently 70% of women report they do not feel represented in the media and advertising?
I did.
That is shit.
I know, really shit.
So,
hence why our work is really important.
Yeah, and I just don't get it. I've often said this, that my money's not fat. My credit card's not fat. Like, Your customers are not just size 10.
Yes.
You bastards. Yeah. Like.
So why are you looking at them?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at us. We got the money, bitches.
I know. I sat next to somebody from Topshop the other day at a lunch, and I said, I'm 40. I'm fat. I've got heaps of money. I want to buy some clothes from you. But there's only 14-year-old girls showing me your clothes. Yeah. I don't want that. Yeah. I want to see me.
Mm.
I mean, everyone loves being shouted at by a drunk woman at lunchtime.
Did you really?
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Well done.
Thanks, Topshop. They gave me a £150 voucher.
Did they? Yes. Good work.
Full disclosure afterwards.
Well done.
I'll just go buy some earrings. Anyway.
But then, yeah.
But yeah, that gets me cross. That was an excellent fat fact. Thank you, whoever gave me that. Now, another favourite segment of mine. It is, of course, time for Hall of Fat Fame. Now, we like to put somebody in the Hall of Fat Fame for every podcast we do. Who would you like to put in our Hall of Fame, Natalie? Who makes you feel fabulous? Who's your...
Okay, so recently I got to meet Grace Victory. Do you know her?
No, I don't.
Oh man, you need to know her. She is fabulous. She is big and beautiful and loud and proud. And you know, she's just wonderful.
Mm.
Honestly, just wonderful. She's big on Instagram, and I think she does YouTube as well. So probably many of your listeners will know her.
Yeah.
But she's the best thing ever, and just so beautiful and sexy. So she's a perfect candidate.
Excellent. We'll put her in the Hall of Fat Fame. And finally, Fatspiration. We like to finish the podcast with Fatspiration. Now, Natalie, you inspire so many women. If there's any listeners out there who are lacking a bit of self-confidence, who, you know, are not feeling as fabulous as they could, what sort of words of wisdom would you like to give them if people are feeling a bit like, rah?
Mm. I think to understand that the power is in your hands, to change how you think about yourself, you can wake up tomorrow and decide you're not going to let that awful, horrible, self-derogatory thoughts go through your head anymore. Or if they do, you're going to not choose to hang on their every word, and you're going to try and change the narrative and decide today I am going to be me, I'm going to be fabulous, and I am enough.
Yeah, amazing. Natalie Lee, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Lot of Good Podcast. Now, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Style Me Sunday. Everything. Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Excellent. And do listen out for her brilliant podcast too. Now, thank you to listeners for joining us. This is the Fat Lot of Good Podcast. The producer was the incredible Maddie Higgish, and the music you've been listening to is by John Thorne. That's my brother. Yes, he did it for free. please rate, review and subscribe, and please tell all your friends about this podcast, and do write into us. Information will be in the show notes. Okay, thanks everyone. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.